See, the worst thing in the world isn't to lose a campaign. It's to win a campaign and realize that your victory doesn't get you what you wanted. See, we started winning these campaigns. We stopped the super jail. We started closing some of these youth prisons. And we saw the young people come home for about 6 weeks, turn right back around, heading off to the adult system. Why? No jobs. No jobs. We started saying, you know, what can we do? And luckily, California had passed some laws to make the solar industry take off. And we noticed that folks were wanting those solar panels on their houses in California. And so there was consumer demand, and the policies were there, and the entrepreneurs were there, and the technology was there, and there were no solar panels going up. Because solar panels don't put themselves up, nobody had thought to train the workers. And so people were ordering solar panels, and it would be 3 months, 6 months. And we said, well, hold on a second. You got all this work that needs to be done, solar industry. We got some young people in Oakland and other places who need some work. Can we take these people who most need work and connect them to the work that most needs to be done, repowering America with clean energy, and fight pollution and poverty at the same time, you see? And we came on KPFA. And we started talking about green jobs, not jails. I worked with Ali Starr. We did this UN World Environment Day in 2005. KPFA broadcast almost everything that we did and got this tremendous momentum behind us. In 2007, the Oakland City Council passed something called the Green Jobs Core. A guy named Ian Kim worked on that. And it wound up finally connecting the dots. A woman by the name of Nancy Pelosi, who apparently lives across the bridge somewhere from Oakland, found out about it, and she got excited. And she came to the Ella Baker Center, and she took us by the hand to Washington, D.C., and we got a law called the Green Jobs Act passed, signed by George W. Bush as a part of the 2007 energy bill to train young people in green jobs. Now, of course, in 2008, George Bush refused to fund it. But in 2008, President Obama put $500 million into that program. And there are people across the country, especially in places like Detroit, in places like Indiana, who've been trained to not only put up solar panels, but to build wind turbines and to move green jobs forward. We haven't done all that we want to do. But the green jobs movement and its impact on the environmental movement and on racial justice started on the airway with KPFA. So thank you, KPFA. I can go on and on, but thank you, KPFA, for being there for people. You know, if we didn't have this station, think about it now. I know we all fuss and fight and have 12 different factions about the KPFA. You know, and it's the Bay Area, I understand it. But there's a reason we're so passionate about this station. And there's a reason that the people in Pacifica need to listen to the voice of the people here and take your hands off this station and let the voice of the people be heard. We can solve these problems here locally.